SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayon si Mike Moran upang bigyan tayo ng mga impormasyon tungkol sa darating na World Cup ng football na gaganapin sa Russia sa 14 ng Hunyo. Magandang umaga, Mike.
Good morning, Louie. Magandang umaga.
Okay. Yung mga tanong namin ito, anong mga team ang malalakas at maaaring maglaban sa finals?
Okay. Because of their strength at saka pedigree at saka history, the favored teams ay Germany, France, Spain from Europe. Tapos from South America, Brazil, Argentina. At saka yung outside chances, Portugal, Belgium, pwedeng England, and maybe from outside Europe, Colombia.
Okay. Ano ang mga strength nila? Halimbawa, yung Germany ang defending champion, ano?
Yes, that's true. Germany, defending champion. Yung history lang, may pedigree sila. At saka malakas pa rin ang lineup nila. Toni Kroos, who's one of the best midfielders sa Europe, naglaro sa Real Madrid.
Okay.
Si Thomas Muller, itong Sami Khedira, itong Mehmet Ozil nasa Argentina. Yung mga defender nila, meron isang malakas na defender, Boateng, at saka yung goalkeeper nila, Neuer, is still one of the best goalkeepers in the world.
Okay.
So yan ang ano ng Germany. Yung France naman, sila, they were second place sa recent Euro tournament sa 2016. Tingin ko, medyo, ano lang, malas lang sila, natalo sila sa Portugal sa final.
Na-upset.
So, na-upset sa final. Pero malakas ang France. So, at saka yung history, ever since, I think, mga 1966, no non-European team has won the World Cup sa Europe. So yan ang against the South Americans. So yung mga South Americans, siyempre Brazil at saka Argentina, malakas pa rin yung dalawa na yan.
Yeah. Nandun yung kanilang mga magagaling naman lalaro, ano?
Yes, si Neymar from Brazil. Meron silang mga Coutinho, one of the best players midfield sa Europe. Naglalaro sa Liverpool. Si Fred, Paulinho, itong Willian. At saka si Firmino nasa Liverpool din. So malakas ang mga Brazil, but of course the star is si Neymar.
Yeah.
Yung Argentina naman malakas talaga kasi nandiyan si siyempre yung captain nila this year is Messi.
Si Messi.
Yeah, tapos meron silang Aguero who's one of the top scorers sa Man City sa EPL. Meron silang Marcus Rojo naglalaro sa Manchester United. Yung goalkeeper nila is the one from Man U, si Romero. Then meron silang Otamendi, si Di Maria, Higuain, at saka Dybala. Puro itong mga established players.
Pero karamihan sa kanila na sa Europe naglalaro, ano?
That's true.
That's mga true. Sa English League at saka sa kuan, sa ibang liga.
That's true. So at least yung advantage ng competition sa Europe, sa league, malakas. I would say it's the pedigree or quality is the best in the world. Yung captain nila si Messi. So some people are comparing it to yung 1978 nung nanalo yung Argentina ng World Cup sa Mexico. 1986, sorry. Nanalo yung Argentina sa Mexico. Yung captain nila si Hand of God.
Si Maradona.
Yes, si Maradona. So,
Hand of God.
Sabi nila, baka ano. But yung like sinabi ko kanina, I think 1958 when Brazil won yung World Cup sa Sweden, non-European team has won the World Cup.
Sino ba yun? Si Pele ba kasama doon?
Si Pele kasama doon, pero ano pa siya? I think he was only 16 years old.
Hindi pa siya sikat noon.
He was making a name for himself.
By the way, ano yung sinabi mong dark horse na maaaring makalusot?
Okay, yung dark horse are both Europeans. Malakas din yung, of course, yung Spain. Malakas talaga yung Spain. Portugal because they're the ones who won the Euro in
Katatapos lang noon, di ba?
At saka sa on paper sa lineup, malakas ang Belgium at saka England.
Okay. So, 'yun ang mga posibleng makalusot.
Oo.
Pag minsan dito yung World Cup na ito, natsatsambahan lang yung mga pagsipa ay nakakalusot eh, no.
Oh, at saka itong World Cup is going to be one of the best kasi it's the biggest number of teams eh.
Oh, at saka kalat yung mga magagaling na manlalaro, hindi nakatambak sa isa lang.
Oo. At saka maraming newcomer, for example, yung Iceland, yung mga Senegal, Morocco, you know, we haven't seen them in a long time. Wala yung traditional powers na Italy at saka Holland. Wala.
Oo nga, tama. So, by the way, dun sa mga elimination round, sino palagay mo sa unang round o sa bawat grupo ang makakalusot? Ay, walo itong grupo na ito, no? Sa group 1, palagay mo sino ang mananalo?
Okay. Just remind me, sino ba nasa group 1?
Naku, wala akong lista.
Okay. Meron akong dito, I have in front of me, no? Sa tinitignan ko sa yung mga ibang grupo. Okay, yung group A, the two strong teams are Russia, kasi yung home ground nila.
Yeah.
At saka Uruguay.
Yeah, true.
Malakas ang group Uruguay. Yung group B, dalawa yan. In fact, that's the opening, yung first game ng group B, Portugal against Spain.
Wow, talaga, magkalaban yan talaga.
Yeah, I mean, nandiyan yung Morocco at saka Iran.
Pero hindi masyado.
Masyadong malakas ang
Spain at saka Portugal.
Yeah, talagang pedigree yan.
Yeah.
Okay, so Group C, which is where Australia is, I expect France at saka Denmark.
Mahihirapan ang Australia dyan?
Mahirap. Mahihirapan ang Australia. Unfortunately, mahirap.
You never can tell. Pag minsan, sabi nga, bilog ang bola.
Exactly. That's why it's called the round ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At saka, may Peru din. So, malakas din.
Oh, isa pa yun. Peru, tama.
Yeah. So, Peru, they're basically unknown. But who knows? They can pull an upset.
Nakalusot sila noon. Meron sila nakarating sa semifinals ba? In one of the World Cups?
A long time ago.
Oh, matagal na, pero at least nakarating. Oh.
I think 70 at saka yung mga 60s.
Yeah, oo. Oh.
Yeah, but it's good to see them back.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So Group B, Argentina definitely.
Oh, yeah, oo. Oh.
And this is where you have Iceland, they're a newcomer. And then you have Croatia and Nigeria. So tingin ko Croatia.
Croatia, oo. Oh. Yeah, mga traditional football countries dyan eh.
Yeah, at saka Croatia always play attractive football.
True.
At saka they have one of the best midfielders in the world.
Sino nga yun?
Si Luka Modric.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tama.
Naglalaro sa Real Madrid. Yeah, so they should be, they should qualify. Okay, so yung
group
next
E.
Group E, of course, Brazil. Okay, so there are three other teams there. Toss up yan, ha? Switzerland, Costa Rica, at saka Serbia.
Pareho-pareho mga kwan yan. Eh. Magagaling din yun eh. Costa Rica, Serbia.
Yeah, but I think apart from Brazil, I put the advantage to Switzerland because they've had, recently, they've had more success than the other two.
Right, okay.
So Group F, Germany, definitely.
Yeah, defending.
Tapos may Mexico at saka Sweden. Tingin ko, it's a toss-up between Mexico and Sweden.
Yeah, pero Germany, definite.
Uh-oh. I'd like to see Mexico, but my brain is telling me Sweden.
Okay.
Nandiyan din yung Korea. So, who knows? Hopefully, we'll see some good performances from
Sabi nga nila, malay mo.
Yeah, saka it's good to see a good performance from the Asians. Okay, wow. Group G, definitely Belgium at saka England.
Oh, yung dalawang yun, oo, oh, tama.
Kasi the other two are Panama and Tunisia.
Ah, medyo mahina ng konti yun.
Tsaka masyadong malakas ang
England.
Yeah, okay. So Group H, yung Poland is very strong. They have one of the top scorers, si Lewandowski.
Yeah, true.
For Bayern Munich.
Scorer,
So there's a toss-up between the next three. Senegal, Colombia, and Japan.
May Colombia na ako.
I think you're right. Colombia... But Senegal could be an outside chance.
Could be, oh. Pero pwede rin ang Japan. Hindi nga lang sila nakakarating doon sa mga semifinals man lang eh.
Hopefully, we want to see an Asian Asian country in the next round.
Japan lang ang medyo malakas-lakas eh sa mga Asian countries.
Don't discount yung mga Middle East.
Could be.
Consider that. May Iran, yung mga Morocco.
Yeah.
Don't forget, yung merong, this is more North Africa, yung Egypt, Nigeria, Senegal, they're also strong. Yung Egypt has one of the best midfielders, yung from Liverpool, si Mohamed Salah. Kaya lang na-injured sa final.
Hindi nga makakasali daw eh.
Yeah, so sayang.
Okay, Mike, maraming salamat sa iyong evaluation. Marami sa mga nakikinig sa atin ang alam kong natutuwa at sila ay parang kasama doon sa competition. Thank you again. Matatawagan ka pa rin namin sa mga susunod na araw.
Walang problema. You're very welcome, Louis.
Okay, salamat.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.